Unit 5, page 53. Listening 1, audio 5.2.
So, as I was saying, corporations enjoy many advantages over other business entities. However, the main advantage of corporations, and remember this, all those future risk takers among you, is that stockholders are not liable for corporate debts. This is the most important characteristic of a corporation. In contrast, in the case of sole proprietorships and partnerships, the owners are personally responsible for the debts of the business. If the assets of the sole proprietorship or partnership cannot satisfy the debt, creditors can go after each owner's personal bank account, house, etc., to make up the difference. As we've seen, if a corporation runs out of funds, its owners are usually not liable. The second benefit of corporations is self-employment tax savings. Earnings from a sole proprietorship are subject to self-employment taxes. With a corporation, only salaries and not profits are subject to such taxes. The third advantage of a corporation is its continuous life. The life of a corporation, unlike that of a partnership or sole proprietorship, does not expire upon the death of its stockholders, directors, or officers. The fourth advantage is the fact that it's easier for a corporation to raise money. A corporation has many avenues to raise capital. It can sell shares, and it can create new types of stock with different voting or profit characteristics. The fifth and last advantage is the ease of transfer. Ownership interests in a corporation may be sold to third parties without disturbing the continued operation of the business. The business of a sole proprietorship or partnership, on the other hand, cannot be sold whole. Instead, each of his assets, licenses, and permits must be individually transferred, and new bank accounts and tax identification numbers are required. Right, let's move on to the disadvantages. The first of these drawbacks is the higher cost. Corporations cost more to set up and run than a sole proprietorship or partnership. For example, there are the initial formation fees, filing fees, and annual state fees. The second disadvantage is the formal organization and the corporate formalities. A corporation can only be created by filing legal documents with the state. In addition, a corporation must adhere to technical formalities. These include holding board and shareholder meetings, recording minutes, having the board of directors approve major business transactions, and corporate record keeping. If these formalities are not observed, the stockholders risk losing their personal liability protection. While observing corporate formalities is not difficult, it can be time-consuming. This is not the case with either a sole proprietorship or a partnership, both of which can commence and operate without any formal organizing or operating procedures, not even a written agreement. The third and final disadvantage is unemployment tax. A stockholder employee of a corporation is required to pay unemployment insurance taxes on his or her salary, whereas a sole proprietor or partner is not.